Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hello guys, this is Umair Ijaz from Pakistan. Today I'm going to demonstrate Windows 8.1 basic settings and to show you the basic overview of Windows 8.1, that how it looks and what are the basic features which Microsoft has added to this Windows 8.1 platform. By the way, I'm using Windows 8.1 Pro. So I will show you, I will demonstrate some things about Windows 8.1. And I think it would be helpful for those who are thinking of switch to Windows 8.1. So I will demonstrate now. I will go to the desktop using Windows M. And I'm using JAWS 15. So I will press Windows M to go to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, gold wave, 12 of 17. To move the items, use the arrow keys, period. To edit the selected item, press F2, period.
I believe the JAWS speed is somewhat more for those who are beginners. Though I'm comfortable at this speed, but I will list down it for those who are the beginner JAWS users. So I will turn down the speed.
JAWS context menu, the Mac utility, language submenu, L, utility, options submenu, O, basics, dot, 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 voices submenu, V, enter, voice adjustment, dot, 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 V, enter, leaving menus, folder view, tab, tab, synthesizer, tab, synthesizer, detect, sappy, force, tab, voice adjust, colon, combo box, all, tab, voice, rate, colon, 85, left, fourth, third, 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 third,
third, third, third, third, third, third, third, third, so 22%, though the default is 15%, but 22% is also not very much fast. So I'm checking this.
Tab, voice pump, tab, voice volume, tab, tab, voice up, tab, OK button. To add.
I will hit enter on OK button.
Title is desktop, folder view.
Now the speed is OK, I believe. I will demonstrate something for you people. That first of all, when we install the fresh copy of Windows 8.1, then there is no desktop shortcuts on the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, this PC, 2 of 17, to move the item, to the arrow keys, period, to edit the selected item, press F2, period.
I'm on the desktop, and now I will show you people that how you will create shortcuts on your desktop. It is similar to that of Windows 7 and Windows XP, but I will guide you through that how you will create some shortcuts on the desktop, because when you freshly install Windows 8.1, then there is only one icon of recycle bin on the desktop. And some people are worrying that how to go to Windows Explorer. The best way to go to the Windows Explorer is this PC. This PC is the same thing which we used to call as computer in Windows 7 and my computer in Windows XP. In other words, it is the option which lead us to the Windows Explorer or our hard disk drives where CDE drives are located. So I will press Control Space Bar to unselect any selection on the desktop. It said not selected this PC. It means that nothing is selected on the desktop. Now I will press application key so that I will bring up a menu of personalization. So I will do that.
Applications, context menu, the navigate, press up or down arrow, period, V, view sub menu, V.
We will go to the personalize option, which is at the end of this context menu. So there are a couple of ways to go to that personalize menu, either to press the hot key, which is I believe R, or you can go to the personalize option by pressing down arrow a couple of times. But as I know that it is in the end of the list, so I will press up arrow once and I think I will be on that option.
Personalize R.
Yes, I'm right. Now it is personalize option. So we will hit enter on that option. One more thing you should note, that if you have selected any icon and you press application key, then you will not find the personalize option. So it should be noted that before pressing application key to go to that personalize option, you should first unselect the any selected icon. And how to unselect? You know that we unselect it by pressing Control Spacebar as I did. So I will press Enter on Personalize, which is the main focus currently.
Enter, leaving menus, folder view, list view, not selected network, 3 of 17. To move to items, use the arrow keys, period. To edit the selected item, press F2, period. Personalization, theme gallery list box, theme gallery list view windows, top, period.
It opened the personalize options where you can personalize many things. Personalize means how to change the things which are according to your customizable needs. One thing which the company set is called by default, and the other which you want to change according to your pertinent needs are called customization or personalization. So now I will press tab a couple of times. The setting which I am searching is change desktop icons, and I will press tab until I hear that icon. So I will press tab.
Tab, desktop background link.
Desktop background link.
Tab, color link.
Color link.
Tab, sounds link.
Sounds link.
Tab, screensaver link.
Screensaver link. From all these settings, you can personalize all these settings. But the currently our goal is to make the shortcuts of this PC, control panel, and similar items on the desktop. So we will go straight to the change desktop icon.
Tab, toolbar, desktop, split button, tab, search box, edit,
search box,
tab, control panel, home link,
control panel, home link,
tab, change desktop icons link.
Change desktop icons link. It is the setting which we were looking, and I will press enter on it.
Enter. Desktop icon settings dialog, desktop icons page, desktop icons computer 3 state button checked, Alt plus M.
It said computer 3 state button checked. It is checked, therefore, if you have noticed, the icon of this PC is on my desktop. As I haven't installed Windows 8.1 freshly before this podcast, I have installed it a couple of days before. So I have checked it, and this PC icons appear on my desktop. But when you will firstly install Windows 8.1, then there will be no icon of this PC, and you will come to that setting, personalize, and then tap, 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 and then change desktop icons, and you will land directly where I am currently now. And you will see that this checkbox will not be checked. You will have to check it. And how to check it? Simply press space bar. I will press space bar.
Space, not checked.
It said not checked, but I don't want to uncheck it. So I will again press it check. My purpose of coming to this setting is just to show you people that how to check and uncheck these things. So I will press space bar to check it again.
Space, checked.
Now I will move down by pressing down arrow key.
Desktop icons user apostrophe S files 3 state button checked, Alt plus U.
Users files 3 state button checked. On my desktop there is also an icon of Omer Ejaz, which is the administrator of this computer, and that icon appears because I have checked this checkbox as well. You can uncheck it. By default it is also not checked. I will press down arrow once more.
Desktop icons network 3 state button checked.
Network 3 state button, it is also checked, but by default it is unchecked. It is up to you that whether you want to check it or uncheck it.
Desktop icons recycle bin 3 state
button. Recycle bin, it is by default checked, and it is still checked, and it appears on your desktop when you have freshly installed Windows 8.1 and you haven't personalize anything, so it is by default checked. You can uncheck it by pressing spacebar over here. I don't want to do that, so I'm not pressing spacebar at here. So I will press down arrow once more.
Desktop icons control panel 3 state button not checked, Alt plus O.
Control panel, it is not checked, and by default also it is not checked. There are some also shortcut keys with which we can go to control panel. That's why I haven't checked it over here. You can check it. It's up to you. Now I will press down arrow once more.
Desktop icons computer 3 state button checked, Alt plus M.
Computer 3 state button checked. It is now again the first setting we started pressing down arrow. So there are five things, five shortcuts which we can check or uncheck, and if we check then they will appear on the desktop, and if we will uncheck it then they will be disappeared from the desktop. So this is the setting. Now I will press tab tab and I will hit enter on OK button. So I will press tab.
Once more tab.
OK button. Now I will press spacebar or enter what you want, but I will press spacebar over here.
Space, personalization, theme gallery list box, theme gallery list view windows.
If you have noticed, now we are again in the personalize option where we landed, and here we can press tab tab and we can change sounds, we can change themes, but presently I'm not doing that, and I think you people will explore these settings according to your personal needs. So I will go back to the desktop using Windows M to show you people some more things.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, network, 3 of 17. To move the items, use the arrow keys, period.
When I press Windows logo key, then what appears? Let's see.
Start apps, multi-select list box, mail, not selected, mail, 1 of 18. To move the items, use the arrow keys, period.
You heard, it said mail, 1 of 18. It contains some built-in apps, mail, Skype. Skype is built-in in the Windows 8.1. So there are a couple of apps, weather, you can configure your weather as well. For example, you will set your location and then it will tell you your weather forecast in your start menu place. So it is handy in some cases. Those people who are used to the old start menu, they are very much annoyed with it, but it is a new change in Windows 8.1. So I will press down arrow to show you people something. And one thing must be noted that we can place the shortcut in this area as well. For example, if something is not present there, then we can pin it over here. So I will press down arrow.
Skype, row 3.
Skype.
Reading list, row 5.
Reading list.
Desktop, row 7.
Desktop.
Weather, 50 degrees, comma, Washington, D.C., period, comma, cloudy, comma, today, comma, 50 degrees, slash, 36 degrees, light showers, comma, tomorrow, comma, 63 degrees, slash, 40 degrees, mostly sunny, comma, image, column 5, row 5.
You have heard it has shown the atmosphere and the clouds and something like that about the weather for Washington DC. Currently I'm not in Washington DC, but I haven't configured its settings according to my city, so it is Washington DC by default. So you people will change it according to your own location and it will show your weather as well, and it is very much good. For example, you want to check that what is the weather conditions today or what may be in the couple of weeks coming, so you can check it over here. I will press up arrow.
Finance, NASDAQ F-3 slash
finance,
calendar, row 1.
Calendar,
photos, column 9.
Photos. I'm navigating in this using up arrow, down arrow, and also right and left arrows because it is arranged in the shape of some, you can say that table or something like that. So you will use all your four navigation keys. So one other thing I want to show you, that when you press Control Tab, then it will show.
To move the items, use the arrow keys, period. New marriages list box, Windows 8 apps, Adobe Reader 9, 1 of 31.
It will show Windows 8.1 apps. I pressed Control Tab and it showed Windows 8.1 apps. Similar to that, all programs or program settings, you can find all apps which you have installed over here and you can hit enter on them, or either you can put them on your start menu so that you need not to search them by coming here by pressing Control Tab. You will press application key and you will pin any app on the taskbar. I will show you
new marriages list, calculator, calendar, camera.
For example, I want to pin that camera on my start menu or on my taskbar. So I will press application key.
Applications selected. Command bar. Unpin from start. To move through items, press up or down arrow, period. New command bar.
Unpin from start. Luckily it's pinned. Perhaps I have pinned it earlier, so it is it is pinned and it is showing that unpinned. So I don't want to unpin it, but if it is not unpinned, then you will see the icon of pin and you can pin it on your taskbar or on your start button. I will press now escape.
Escape, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected.
Now I'm desktop. Now you people will be thinking that where is the search menu, especially those who have used Windows 7 and now they are on Windows 8.1 platform, then they might think that where is the search menu. For example, we'll have to search something, then what will be the procedure? So the procedure is somewhat similar. You will press Windows logo key as I did. Now I press Windows logo key and it said mail. Mail is the first item in this view. So if I press down arrow or up arrow or right arrow, left arrow, it will navigate all the options or all the icons which are placed in that view, in that start button, start menu. So if I want to search something, so I will type and immediately edit box will come and it will intelligently understand that I'm going to search something. So it will not move or it will not show something like that, you cannot write over here or something like that conditions. But it will intelligently put all those text in the edit box and it will give the results similarly as we used to do it in Windows 7. So I will write JAWS.
A, JAWS, search edit JAWS 15, type of text period, edit JAWS 15, W, JAWS 15 app.
You have noticed, I haven't completely written now JAWS, but still JAWS have come up and now if I press enter on that, then JAWS will be open. One more thing you people should note that in Windows 7 and XP there are JAWS icon in the start button and when we explore it, then there is explore my settings, explore my programs, and in it we used to place the scripts. For example, Goldwave scripts, we manually add them over there. But in Windows 8.1 there is no such items. All those things like AJPad or similar things, Braille viewer or NU folder, they are present in the utility folder. In other words, there will be two icons related to JAWS 15. One is JAWS 15 app and the other one is utility of JAWS 15 app, and in that utility portion there will be all items. And for example, if you want to put the Goldwave scripts in that, then you will have to enter on utility and then you will navigate to explore my programs and or explore my settings. I forgot, sorry. Then you will paste the JSB and JSS files over there and it will add support for your Goldwave. So I will press down arrow.
Utilities
JAWS 15 app, it is that which I was talking about and we will go to that, but before that I will press application key to show you something more.
Applications, menu to navigate, press up or down arrow period, pin to start key,
pin to start
the taskbar key,
pin to taskbar,
uninstall.
You can uninstall from here as well.
Open a new window.
Open a new window.
Run as administrator.
Run as administrator.
Open file location.
Open file location. I will press enter over here.
Enter. Edit. Utilities. Items. View. Multi-select list box. Not selected. Braille viewer. 3/25/2014.
I will stop it by pressing control keys. So now utility is opened and it is the utility related to JAWS 15. Now I will press down arrow to give you the idea that what are in this folder.
Dongle viewer.
Dongle viewer.
Explore my settings.
Explore my settings.
Explore shared settings.
Explore shared settings.
Explore the manuals.
Explore the manuals.
Help.
ILM
authorization viewer.
ILM authorization viewer.
PacMate desktop.
PacMate desktop.
Remove product activation.
Remove product activation. It is the place where you can remove product activation of your JAWS and it will then switch back to its demo. For some reason, if you want to erase your key, then you can do it by pressing enter over here. For example,
enter. Remove product activation dialog. Removing your product activation will delete your licenses for all JAWS versions, 5.10 and later, installed on this computer, period. Until you acquire a new license, you will only be able to use JAWS in 40-minute mode, period. Are you sure you want to remove your product activation from this computer?
Of course, I'm not doing this, but I'm showing this that this is the way. I don't think so someone will need this, but for example, if someone wants to do that, then FS has put it over here so they can do it. I haven't found it in previous versions, so it was a new thing, and I want to show you this new thing to you people as well. I will press enter on no button.
Yes button, no button to enter utilities items.
Now I will press down arrow.
Run HJPad.
Run HJPad, HJPad, now down arrow.
Settings packager.
Setting packager.
Synthesizer and Braille manager.
Synthesizer and Braille manager. And this is the last entry in the utility. So I will go to the desktop again by pressing Windows M and will show you something more.
Windows M, folder view, list view, not selected, network, 3 of 17.
Network. Now, for example, you want to go to your Windows Explorer, then we will press T for this PC, as I mentioned earlier, that this PC is the same thing which is computer in Windows 7 and my computer in Windows XP.
T, folder view, list view, this PC.
This PC, I will press enter.
Enter. This PC, items view, multi-select list box, folders expanded, not selected, desktop, 1 of 11.
You heard, desktop, 1 of 11. So there is my hard disk, which is partitioned into 3 drives. A flash drive is also plugged in, but it is showing 1 of 11 due to the reason that the folders like pictures, video, documents, downloads are incorporated into Windows Explorer by Microsoft in Windows 8.1. So if you want to find your download, so by default location will be in Windows Explorer in download folder. So I will press down arrow to show you people a bit more.
Downloads. Pictures.
Pictures, it is the same which is my pictures or something like that under my document folder in Windows XP and in document folder under administrator folder in Windows 7. Even these folders are also present in your administrator icon which is placed on the desktop by pressing enter over there. You can also find these folders. So I will press down arrow once more.
Devices and drives expanded. Devices and drives left parent 5 right parent row header. C drive left parent C colon right parent.
C drive.
Scholar left parent.
Scholar.
DVD.
DVD.
Information.
I've used both up arrow, down arrow, and right left. You can make the list view by pressing control space bar to unselect.
Control space. Not selected information left parent E colon right parent.
And then pressing application key.
Applications, context menu, to navigate, press up or down arrow, period, V, new sub menu, V.
Now we will go down by pressing down arrow key.
Sort by sub menu, O.
Sort by.
Group by sub menu,
group
E.
By.
Refresh, E.
Refresh.
Paste unavailable.
Paste.
Paste shortcut unavailable.
Paste shortcut.
F. Undo move control.
Undo.
Add a network location.
Add L. A network location.
Properties, R.
Properties.
New sub menu, V.
View. So I will expand view.
Extra large icons. X.
Extra large icon.
Large icon.
Large icon.
Medium icon.
Medium icon.
Small icon.
Small icon.
List. L.
List. It is the option which I was looking. So I will press enter. If it is checked on your system, then it will show all the things in list view, and you will press down arrow, and you need not to press right arrow or left arrow. So I will press enter, and it will arrange the things. One more thing I want to add, that my hard disk is divided into 3 partitions. It should be C, D, E, but in Windows 8.1 it is showing C, E, and F. D drive is vacant for flash drives or for Evo devices, but I don't know why this behavior is so. We can change this letter, this drive letter, we can assign them, but for this purpose either we will have to use partition assistant or something like that, or command prompt, or one more utility is also present in control panel, but presently I don't want to do that, and I think we don't need that. If anybody wants, then please drop me an email and I will record one more podcast that how to change it as well. So I will go to desktop again.
Windows N, desktop, folder view, list view, this PC, 2 of 17. To move to items, use the arrow.
Now some charm bar and some more settings are introduced by Microsoft in Windows 8.1. The shortcut key for charm bar is Windows logo key plus C. So I will press Windows C.
Windows C, start button to activate, press space bar, period.
Now, I will press down arrow to see that what setting is now open.
Devices button to activate.
Devices,
settings button to
settings,
activate. Search button to
search.
Activate. Press space.
You can press enter over here and can search.
Share button to
share
activate.
Button.
Start button to activate.
Start button. Now again, it comes to the first item. So, we can change the things from here as well. I will press Alt-F4.
Alt-F4, desktop, folder view, list view.
I will stop it by pressing Control key. Now I will show you some more settings. You can press Windows I and what happens?
Windows I, settings, list box, control panel, 1-4.
Some more settings popped up like control panel as this comes over here. So I haven't checked that checkbox in change desktop icons. So control panel and now
personalization.
You can personalize from here as well, but as I used to do that process in Windows 7, so I adopted the same process over here as well.
PC info,
it will give you the info of your PC.
Help. Networks : limited button to activate, press space bar, period.
Networks limited button, if you have no internet access, then it will show no internet access as there are some Wi-Fi connections. I will have to enter my passwords as well. So it is showing that limited. I will press down arrow.
Notifications button on to activate, press
space. Notifications on.
Change PC settings button.
You can change PC settings by pressing enter over here as well. It is the end of this list and now I will press escape. Now, you people will be glad to know that the narrator of Windows 8.1 is very much good and it helps us a lot. Even we can install JAWS without a sighted assistance and now we can freshly install a Windows using TWPE, either of BranchSmart or Carlos. I personally believe that the TWPE modified by Carlos is very much easy. So it's up to you that which TWPE you use. But personally, I use that of Carlos and I install Windows by myself. Then after reboot, NVDA support is no more there and I use narrator of Windows 8.1 which helped me a lot and I do all the tasks by myself. That's why I like Windows 8.1 very much. It has increased accessibility and the shortcut key for Windows narrator in Windows 8.1 is window key plus enter. It is a sort of toggle. When you press Windows enter and narrator is not running, then it will start running as
Windows enter.
You have heard a sound like tuck and Windows narrator is loaded. Now I will press some keys to show you how it sounds.
Unknown key. Program manager. Pane. Selected. This PC. 2 of selected. Network.
It is very much human sounding and it is very much good in Windows 7. The narrator is not very much good and even if I install it using TWPE, still I need some sighted assistance to install JAWS in it. That's why I have switched to Windows 8.1. So it was Windows narrator. Now I will press Windows enter. As I said that it is a toggle. So if you press Windows enter, then it will quit.
Exiting narrator.
Now narrator is gone and when narrator comes, all other sounds like JAWS or NVDA, they go back in the background and narrator comes on the foreground. So it is a good thing and I have covered some basics of Windows 8.1. Sorry about it if I have missed any important thing, but I think the things which people think that they are different from Windows 7 or Windows XP, then I think that after my podcast, they will also think that Windows 8.1 is not different from that of Windows 7 or Windows XP. And it is not different, and also it is not difficult. Some people think that it is a conundrum to use Windows 8.1. It is not the case. So at the end of my podcast, I will show you people that how to turn off your computer, because it might be possible that you use your Windows 8.1 and in the end you say that, oh, how to turn off the computer. A teacher of mine used to said that before learning something, especially computer, you should first learn how to shut it down, because at the end you should have to do that. You can skip other things. You might not have to learn each and everything of the computer, but at least you know, and you should know how to turn off the computer. So I will press Windows X for that. One more thing, that you can turn it off by pressing Alt F4 as well, as I am on desktop.
Recycle bit.
Yeah, I have confirmed it. I am on desktop. I will press Alt F4.
Alt F4. Shut down Windows dialog. Select the tab. Okay, but
it is
okay.
Now I have pressed Escape. It is now asking that you want to shut down and all those buttons. And this is the same thing which we used to do in Windows XP and Windows 7. Besides that, Start button, shutdown option. So it is the same in Windows 8.1 as well. But what is the proper way is pressing Windows key plus X, X for X-ray.
Windows X context menu to navigate, press up or down arrow period key.
There are a couple of settings. Firstly, I will show you people those settings, and then I will turn off from the option over there.
Programs and features F.
Programs and features, you can go to the programs and feature which is located in the control panel. It is a good shortcut. For example, if you want to uninstall a thing or change the Windows features, you can go directly from pressing enter over here. So it is a good thing. I will press down arrow once more.
Mobility center B.
Mobility center.
Power options O.
Power options is where you can change that, what the power button do, what the closing lid do if you are using laptop, or when to turn off the display, all those settings which are in control panel. So it is a shortcut, and you can go from here as well. As these options are very much used by me, so I think it is a good thing that Microsoft has created their shortcuts by default.
Event viewer.
System
wide. System. Device manager. M.
Device manager.
Network connections. W.
Network connection.
Disk management. K.
Disk management.
Computer management. G.
Computer management.
Command prompt. C.
Command prompt. It is the command prompt C. If you press enter over here, then it will open command prompt normally. But sometimes we are using command prompt and it asks that you can't do that kind of work because it will need elevated privileges. Though, even if we are administrators, sometimes we think that how to do that. So, we can do it by running the command prompt as an administrator. How to do that? Microsoft has also placed a shortcut for it in the same window, and when I will press down arrow.
Command prompt left parent admin right parent A.
Command prompt admin. So, here is command prompt admin. You will press enter over here, and if you will use something like that which need elevated privileges, then Windows will not prompt you that you can't do that and you haven't elevated privileges. So it is how to open command prompt as an administrator. You can also come to all those settings by pressing Windows X and then their relevant hotkey. For example, the hotkey for command prompt as an admin is A. When I used to open command prompt as an administrator, then I press Windows X and then I quickly press A, and the command prompt opens in a matter of seconds. So you can learn these hotkeys and it will speed up your tasks
Task manager,
which we used to bring using alt control delete, but alt control delete has the problem that it brings up some more options. It used to be good in Windows XP that it only displayed task manager, but in Windows 7 and Windows 8.1, alt control delete pops up a menu which shows that log off and other settings which a person mostly need not when he wants to kill a task, annoyed by a task, and we press alt control delete and it shows some more annoying features that log off and you will have to find the task manager and then you will press enter. So the shortcut is that if you press control shift escape, then you will land directly to the task manager. And in Windows 8.1, you can come to the task manager immediately by pressing Windows X and
Task Manager T.
And T, the hotkey of Task Manager. I will press down.
Control Panel E.
Control Panel, it is also present over here.
File Explorer E.
File Explorer, you press enter and you will go to Windows Explorer.
Search S.
Search.
Run R.
Run is over here, which used to be in Start menu in Windows 7 and Windows XP. You can press enter over here, or Windows R Run shortcut still applicable in Windows 8.1 as well, and I used to do that.
Shut down or sign out submenu U.
It is the option with which you can shut down, sign out, or similar options from here. I will press down arrow.
Desktop D.
Desktop.
Programs and features.
Programs and features. And it is again now cycled from where we have started. So I will press escape.
Escape, leave in menus, folder view, list view.
Now, I'm on desktop and for example, I want to shut down the computer, then I will press Windows X and U twice, because once U is for the options of shutdown and sign out, and the second time U is the hotkey for shutdown. And if you don't want to shut down, you want to sign out, then you will find the hotkey related to that. I will press Windows X.
Windows X.
Then
U.
Now I am not pressing U for the second time because it will shut down the computer. Now I am showing U.
Shut down U.
Shut down U. If I have pressed U, then it automatically have shut down it, and it is a swift way. Now I will press down arrow once more.
Restart R.
Restart. You can restart using Windows X, U and then R, or you can come to it and then press enter over here.
Sign out. I.
Sign out.
Shut down. U.
Shut down. Again, it come to that point. I think I have covered the basics and it was my first podcast ever. I have already recorded one podcast in Urdu as well, and now it's my first podcast in English, and I have covered something about Windows 8.1. Once again, sorry if I have missed something, and my inbox will always be empty for your feedback and suggestions. You can send me your feedbacks at my email ID, which is umairthescholar@gmail.com. It is umairthescholar@gmail.com. You can also send me a request on my Skype ID, which is umair.ijaz44. It is umair.ijaz44. I hope you have enjoyed my podcast. Bye bye.